So can you both introduce yourself?
Sylvie.
This is Laura Sullivan Beckers.
And Sylvie, how old are you currently?
5 and a half.
So, Dr. Beckers, how long have you been working as a biologist?
That's a difficult question to answer. I graduated with my PhD in 2008. I did postdoc research, and then I've had a couple of positions since then.
That's the real microphone.
Yeah, it's a real microphone.
Can you just kind of describe what you research and what your background looks like?
Sure. So I look at the evolution of mating displays and communication, mostly in insects and spiders. I study vibrational communication as well as cognition.
And have you made similar discoveries before?
No, this was the first time, and it was really just kind of by luck that I ran into this tree hopper. I'm not really in the business of searching for new species. This just sort of landed in our lap.
So 3 years ago, you two found a new insect species in your backyard. Can you paint the scene for me?
Sylvie was just 2 years old, and it was really hot summer, and we were going to go plant some wildflowers in a really large flower bed that we had. And so we had all this exposed soil, we put the seeds in, and Sylvie really likes water. She still likes water now. And I let her do the watering, and she watered and watered and watered the flower bed until it basically flooded. And when that happened, I noticed all of these tree hopper dead bodies floating to the top. And some of them I recognized, but a lot of them I didn't, and there were hundreds of them. So, oh my gosh. So I knew that there were all these buried tree hoppers in there. And so we started making observations, and there were all these solitary wasps that would dig into the soil. And so it was really lucky. So these wasps will go and fly around and sting tree hoppers. This is a tree hopper specialist. They'll stun the tree hopper and then bring them back to soil, and then dig tunnels down into the soil where they lay their larvae, and then they leave the tree hopper there for their larvae to feed upon while they're developing, and then the adult wasp will hatch out. So they had made, you know, there are hundreds and hundreds of wasp larvae in the soil, as well as hundreds and hundreds of gesundheit tree hoppers in the soil for them to feed upon.
Can you just kind of describe the bug, what it looks like?
Do you remember what it looks like, Sylvie?
Mm-mm.
No. It looks like a raindrop. The genus that it's in is known as the raindrop genera of tree hoppers. They're so it's like a small green, well, when they're alive, they're green, small teardrop-shaped insect.
What species of insect are they? Are they a type of tree hopper?
It's a tree hopper species. The name that we've given it is Hebetica sylviae. Sylvie, can you say the name?
Hebetica sylviae.
So the species epithet is what we got to name after her.
So how old was Sylvie at the time of the discovery? Do you know how old you were?
2.
And what makes sylviae different from different types of tree hoppers that have already been discovered?
It's very technical. I wasn't sure that it was a new species. When I saw it, I showed it to my PhD advisor, who's a tree hopper specialist. And he said, well, I've seen something like that, but it was, you know, in South America or Central America, and I've never seen one north of there. He said, either it's a new species or it's that same one, and it's just migrated really far north. So I sent my specimens to my co-author, Stuart McCamey, at the USDA, and he had to do all this, like, very detailed morphological work where you look at the wing venation of the tree hopper, and, you know, this vein crosses here, then it's this species. And if it's so, there's very, very minute details that distinguish the species. So he was getting specimens borrowed from like museums in London and all sorts of places to confirm that it wasn't a Central American species, that it was in fact a different unnamed species.
I saw in the Murray State release that they mentioned something called the Proceedings of the Entomological Society of Washington.
Right.
So can you kind of just describe what that is for people who don't know?
Sure. So that's the scientific journal that will publish the species description. We'll have this, you know, the details of the wing venation and all the morphological measurements that describe the species as new. But that's all it does. So there's no behavioral biology, which is what I study, in there. So my hope is that, you know, I've only seen these tree hoppers dead and buried. I've never seen them alive. I've been trying to find them alive ever since this discovery, but I'm pretty sure that they live at the top of like a 60-foot tall oak tree. So I need somebody with a cherry picker to come help me get me up to the top of the tree so that I can actually learn about them alive and not just dead.
So how many of these, I guess, insects have you collected since that first initial discovery?
So that summer, we collected over 1,000 tree hoppers of multiple species. I think there are really 24
well,
different species.
Some things in here.
The Hebetica sylviae specimen, we collected about 60 or 70 total individuals that summer. I haven't seen one since.
And Sylvie, did you help collect some of these insects?
No.
Yes, you did. You just don't remember. Well, you kept me company while I dug all of them up.
So, Sylvie, how does it feel to have an insect species named after you?
Is it exciting? Do you feel like a scientist? She tells me that she's half scientist now.
Are you half scientist, Sylvie?
Mm-hmm.
You are? Okay. What's your favorite bug, considering? Is this your favorite bug?
Spider.
You like spiders?
And also butterflies.
You like butterflies too? Mm-hmm. Well, are tree hoppers at least on your list of favorite bugs?
A teensy bit.
She's only seen them dead. That's understandable.
Oh, yeah, just for the distinction, I saw that in the Murray State release, you said, well, who actually discovered the bug?
It was a joint discovery.
It was a joint discovery.
I couldn't
discovery.
Have done it without her or the wasp.
It was me.
Yeah, you.
It was you.
It was me.
You overwatered the flower bed. That,
it was
that
me.
Set it all off. Cascade
it
of discovery.
Was me.
But you don't remember it.
No.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me.
It's
thank
my
you,
pleasure.
Sylvie.
Thank you.